This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. A lot of action today. Wow, what a first hour. You can get in here. We're going to talk to Dr. Joel Fitzgerald and Marissa, the wife of Sergeant Chris Fitzgerald, former Temple Police. Friday was his birthday, anniversary of his birthday, and the 18th is the day he was assassinated by this killer, alleged Dom, from Buckingham. Still, no trial, no death penalty on that. And I think Dr. Joel was honored by the NFL. So, again, if anybody knows who the guy in the wheelchair was, it'd be good to put him on to hear that side of it. But this is a refrain often. Where's the line between reporting the news? I think it is newsworthy. The damaging, the stuff that was done, particularly in the wake of having someone die the previous event. And I think it's self-serving for the mayor and the police commissioner to be clapping at that and to be what? Critical? Dan's point, though, the national media's laziness is, well, these are Philadelphia sports fans, that's what they do, et cetera, et cetera. That's also laziness. But I think you have to report on this, and I think Steve Kelly did the best job of it. Jim in Wayne on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Dom. How you doing, pal?
Good.
I just think it's sad, you know, and yeah, the police should have done a better job. I mean, and it's all a leadership issue. And, you know, as far as the fans go, you know, you have 99 great fans, one bad fan, and that's the way it is. And I was saying earlier that, you know, last night my favorite show on TV, The Right Squad, the host, I can't remember his name.
Chris Plant. Said that, Chris Plant.
Yeah, when he said we're the Palestinians of the NFL, the fans.
Yes, I know. I quoted him yesterday from Twitter. He said it on Newsmax, too. We have to get Chris Plant on. I know him a little bit. And that, first of all, I don't know exactly. What did he say that meant?
I mean, they were talking about the game, and you know, they showed the video of the film, and he just brought it up. And, you know, Mercedes was wearing green, and she was pro-Eagles. And
right.
She kind of challenged him on it. He said it twice, I think, just to, you know, get a reaction out of her. I think he was doing it for fun at one point. But, you know, go Birds, man. What a game. God, I mean, did you ever think you'd see a game like that? I mean, unbelievable.
No, it's the most shocking, obvious, because there was no turning point, no series of events. It was just domination right from the beginning. It's shocking.
It was a beautiful thing.
By the way, let me put a little more controversy into this. Did you see who the fans, NBC Now reporting, voted should have been the MVP?
No, I did not see that. I've been busy today.
Cooper DeJean.
Well, you know, God bless them. They're always, everybody's got an opinion, right?
And I'm saying NBC's always going to be putting up stuff. I'm in a camp that thinks we've gone so far, and I get it's the most important position in sports with a quarterback, that every time the MVP is always going to be a quarterback. You know, I was hoping for something, for a defensive player, it would take a lot. But Cooper DeJean is just a guy who
amazing.
For a second-round pick, it's an obvious. How did that guy last to the second round? He's obviously textbook guy.
It just goes to show you what effort and heart does in sports. You know,
well,
it's everything.
I would say too, talent. I think they have. Look at the number one draft picks just on the defensive line. Three of them, right there. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking about Cooper. I mean,
oh yeah, Cooper.
But yeah, you're right. You're right. And can I ask you a question, Don? Just to go in the weeds for a minute. Did you ever check out the Simeone Museum after our last conversation?
I did not have a chance to do that yet, but Ro wants to go. It's on the list, and it's down by the airport, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I will, Jim. Jim, what's versatile? Who or what's versatile?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Oh, the side question.
Oh, I missed that. I was so busy talking my own.
That's okay, Jim. That's okay. We'll get you next time. Thank you, Jim.
Jim is very versatile.
Yeah, name Jim. James. You can call me James. You can call me all that stuff. Yeah, right. That's a good one. The name Dom is not.
No,
you got Dom and Dominic, which you call me Dominic.
Get the name right. D-O-M.
Yeah, or there's the third alternative.
Nick.
For some reason, you're lazy pronouncing words and you say Don because it's easier to say.
I'm honored to be on. He didn't tell me this was the Dom.
And I can't picture Henry as a Hank. Yeah, once you know somebody by one name and they say, these guys call him in casually and saying Hank. And it's like Hank Aaron's on my mind or something here.
Yeah, surprisingly, Henry uses Hank more often than I expected.
Yes, it just doesn't seem. I'm thinking of your guy, the King of the Hill, you know?
Yeah, Hank Hill.
Hank Hill, yeah.
Or the other Hank.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Can that guy get a question in during 5 minutes? You know, he says words and they just all go together. All right.
Congressman Hank Williams.
So here's the thing in front of us. And Dan raised
Johnson, Hank Johnson.
Hank,
yeah,
Williams.
Hank Johnson. Dan raised a subtle point with this. I agree. The national media attacking Eagles, not just Eagles, but Philly sports fans, et cetera, Santa Claus throwing snowballs, which happened, but there's a backstory to it. It's lazy. People are always looking for fodder, for an angle. But I just think the mayor and the police chief clapping there and saying, that's right, why don't we just show the good side? You know, it's not propaganda. I don't get how that's on the Eagles. The Eagles have nothing to do with it. The Eagles provided the inspiration for people to celebrate, not only because they won, but the manner in which they won, which was otherworldly. They have nothing to do with these idiots that are going to engage in this stuff. It's the police and mayor that have to do better. That's the way I see it. And yeah, some of the national media, this looks bad. There goes Philadelphia again. You know what it is. If you're going to grease the polls, most places apparently don't go to that level. Dan, do you see why the national media seizes on that? Oh, we're so bad they have to grease the polls. Well, then you better be successful at greasing them. Otherwise, don't grease them. Doesn't that make sense?
Bad greasers?
Yeah, it's a bad look for the city to say we're greasing the poles, and then people climb up there and die. Don't grease them then.
I like the one suggestion of a caller who said that we get, you know how they have the dog collars?
Yeah.
Like the cone collars, and put a giant cone collar on all the lampposts so people can't scale.
Okay. Why are they not thinking of something like that?
Well, there's a business we can launch.
Exactly.
Very niche demographic.
There's a million different things you could do. We got the right people. You're not going to get up there. You're not going to engage in it.
Look, the only way you're going to do it, it's not going to be a cone. It's going to have to be like spikes. Barbed wire.
There we go.
It has to be pain.
Okay.
Obstacle, it's not going to happen. I saw people defy the odds on Sunday night climbing things.
Okay. Well, barbed wire would be fine with me. I mean, don't complain then if people report this and say, look at what's going on here.
Can you imagine how the city would look if all our light poles had barbed wire on them?
But, Dan, I'm more offended, not the Eagles president, because he's reacting to the Eagles. And I get it. They did nothing. They have nothing to do with it. How's a police commissioner standing there talking and saying that's right? Give me a rest. Come on. And the mayor. It's just ludicrous. And I like both of them overall, but I'm not going to go along with this and say that's right. It's the media doing this. All right, so feature the guy in the wheelchair. That is a moment. If there are pictures, that would be put up all over the place. That's the other side of it. Let's go to Stephanie in Newark. And Stephanie, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, Don. I wanted to start out by saying that I am a devout cradle-to-grave Catholic. That's my expectation, and part on the grave part. But I am so incensed by what the Pope said. My blood is boiling. So I feel like it's just increasingly becoming more difficult to remain a practicing Catholic. The Church has some of the most unthinkable sins, and in my opinion, they should be sitting out litigating what they perceive as the sins of any other organizations until they clean things up themselves.
That is so well put. That is exactly right, because, you know, there are still people in there that were part and parcel of this. The original sin is bad enough. The cover-up, though, is still shocking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a therapist, and I have treated some of the victims of abuse, and I actually lost a patient to suicide over it. So to think that the Pope would have the audacity to point his finger at anyone else while they continue and to shuffle these priests around, I mean, some of the stories that are still coming out are just horrific. And on Sunday, we got a lecture from our own pastor, and my husband had to hold me back. I wanted to speak to him after Mass, and my husband made a good decision that maybe I should take a breath.
Well,
I
can't be
him.
Your husband in this, but I would say go, Stephanie, but just calm you down and you know, appeal to the therapist. These priests and others in a public forum, you're not going to shout them down in church. That's inappropriate. But person to person, they have to be told explicitly, retired. I'm tired of the fact that Biden is an abortion extremist, not just vaguely pro-choice. They lecture us that we're going to, this Pope, we're not going to let politics be part of this. We're not talking about politics. We're talking about human life. And yet he's going to go after J.D. Vance by saying something that it, at worst is at least commonsensical, if not biblical. Somebody just sent me Timothy. I'll read the verse out here. Talking about your own household first, be generous there, be kind, be charitable there. Mm-hmm. Of course that's true.
Yes. I mean, the Pope is being very selective in which parts of our faith he would like to enforce. So what is the point of having excommunication if you're not going to use it? And so I just don't understand. I mean, I was always taught that charity does begin at home. I mean, what's happening in our country and what the Pope is advocating for is the equivalent of letting strangers move into your own home unvetted and to starve your own children while you're feeding them. I mean, who the hell would ever encourage something like that? That's just, and this is coming from the church, from the Pope, who's living behind the walls of the Vatican.
Yes, exactly.
And has perpetuated some of the most evil, sinful acts that have happened in history. The sex abuse scandal is beyond the pale. I mean, I had a conversation with our in our group chat on Sunday from some of our other friends down at the shore, and those two couples left the church. They left when the abuse scandal broke.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm desperately trying to hold on. I have an indignance about leaving, because if we all leave, then the evil wins.
But that is so well put, Stephanie. I can't tell how much I admire that, because don't let them drive you out. You know where your heart, your very being growing up is, et cetera. They shouldn't be able to drive people out and replace them with others who are just going to be docile. So.
Marxist, communist, they began the inclusive language in the church, you know, years back. That should have been the first sign. I mean, you give them an inch, they take a mile. And we have a Marxist communist who's running this church, and God knows what else is going on. I mean, Archbishop Vigano is really who people should be listening to. But man, it is really, really difficult to be a Catholic.
I hear you.
Anymore.
Thank you, Stephanie, very much. 855-839-1210. Coming to you for more calls. We'll get in on the side question here. I like that back and forth with Dan a lot, though, because I agree with him on the national perspective. But I'll tell you, when the media reports on something like the event the other night, there was a lot of coverage I thought was positive. How could you not say that? Did they miss the guy in the wheelchair, though? I'm telling you, every news director, every person I know, they would have featured that. That would have been the lead in the package. I don't know where he was, how they missed it. If they did, Keeley had it, of course. So, balance in this is true. But again, it's not the Eagles. It's the officials in Philadelphia. Are you in the camp now going soft on this to say, well, come on, Tom, what are they going to do with this? Is that what you want in public safety? Can they do that and also let people celebrate? Not easy. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in on Talk Radio 1210. All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months?
Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, it is Dom time. Back to your calls in a moment. But two special guests around two anniversaries, one happy, one sad. Dr. Joel Fitzgerald has been a guest of ours several times, and his wife, Marissa. Dan, if you're going to bring them up here on Talk Radio 1210. Dr. Joel and Marissa, welcome back. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us again, Dom.
Thank you, Dom, for having us.
You are both welcome. So, Dr. Joel, was it you or the family that were honored by the NFL? Tell us a little bit about it.
So, we had received a notification from the NFL for, well, this wasn't in reference to Christopher's killing, but in reference to some work that I'm associated with FBI Lita, I'm the president, and we've done with you know, NFL's program on helping ID children. The program is just, it's an ID kit where parents can capture the DNA of their kid and the biographical and other information and save just in case the child is abducted or missing. And so it's a really great program. And NFL gave us a Trailblazer Award for being proponents of this program. It's very nice of them.
So was it, were you in New Orleans then, both of you?
I was. Yeah. I was.
Well, that's a nice perk.
Still in Pennsylvania.
Okay. But. Yeah.
Indeed.
So,
yeah, yes, indeed.
So. Yeah. Marissa Fitzgerald is the widow of Christopher, Sergeant Christopher Fitzgerald. So, Marissa, we had your husband's birthday, anniversary of his birthday last Friday. How are things going? That would be what now? A couple of years, close to a couple of years since he was killed.
You know, it was extremely hard, but I know that, he would want us to celebrate, you know, his birthday. The kids, especially, were looking forward. Every single day got closer. You know, our son was like, Mom, guess what day is coming up? It's Dad's birthday. You know, he gets so excited. And so he looks forward to celebrating his father, and they look forward to singing him happy birthday. It breaks my heart that he's not here to celebrate it with us. He was always so goofy when his birthday came around. He always said that the whole month of February was his day and that he didn't have to do anything around the house. But I know he would be especially so extremely excited knowing that the Eagles were going to the Super Bowl and it was his birthday weekend.
Yeah.
And the fact that the Eagles brought that trophy home on his birthday weekend, I can only imagine how happy and how he's celebrating up in heaven. So I know this win was for him. And to be honest, it's actually beautiful. And I just wish that he was here to see it.
Exactly. Dr. Joel, as far as now, it'll be 2 years, sadly, on the 18th of February, that the worst happened. And yet we still don't have any closure, at least legally, or attempt toward that. Where are we now with that? I know this, the alleged killer was attacked in prison. We know a little bit, obviously, with Krasner, how that went down. Where are we now with what you're trying to do?
I don't think we're any closer to receiving the type of justice that our family is looking for, but I think you put it well, and that is we're closer to something. And with Krasner, you don't know exactly what that will be. And I think that, again, it's, you know, paramount to our whole argument here that family members aren't really included in a lot of the processes. And, you know, one of the things that we've said from the very beginning is that we wanted the person to be held to the highest extent of the law. That's appropriate, and allow us to work down from there. But it seems that, you know, Krasner has made his point just to isolate us as much as he can possibly do, I should say, from involving us in any of that decision-making process. I mean, he feigned involving us by allowing us to come present before the death penalty committee that is rarely ever listened to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it's going to be up to Philadelphians to really make it their business to understand that if this can happen to a family from the city that loved the city and, you know, raised a son of the city to protect the city, then it can happen to anyone. And the real referendum is going to be at the voting box. It's going to be people saying that they've had enough of the lawlessness that is allowed to, you know, happen in our city. The cops are trying. The Philadelphia Police Department, the Temple Police Department, every, you know, law enforcement entity, you know, has partnered in a way that is really directed towards helping the city restore itself. And when you don't have a DA's office that is working in close, you know, in close relationships, the closest possible relationship you can possibly have, then there's dysfunction. And what we're seeing is dysfunction. And again, you see it every day. It upsets you. But your hope is that the folks that are voiceless out there that aren't saying anything will say something again at the voting box.
Well, to that point, you've raised something, and I never thought about it this way. So thank you, Dr. Joel, that in this election, I'm going to go forward saying we've had Dugan on, for example, on the Democrat side. Don't know who the Republicans would have. I'd like to hear Judge Dugan make a point of what you just said, that in very transparent and tangible ways, the wishes of those who have suffered this loss, you, Marissa, wife, the kids, they should be listened to in this as a matter of public policy, as a matter of the right thing. And it's obvious with this guy that you're not, because we hear all the time from people against the death penalty, well, the survivors don't want the death penalty. A, I think it's fraudulent. They usually do. But B, you went about this in a very logical, rational way, and were not listened to. I want to hear these candidates say, not just the death penalty, but I want to hear them say they're going to listen to those wishes and to hear exactly what goes on here. In this case, as you and I know, is if this case can't be the death penalty, there is nothing that can be the death penalty. A family like yours, not that it should matter who you kill, but a family like yours that we've seen play out publicly, and for all of us, I can only say for me, Roe, and my kids, making it better that we might have not have to suffer this in Philadelphia. I know it's got to take a lot to do that, Marissa. Every time we see it, I can't imagine with your kids the joy of that the other day, but the pain. This should be a matter for these candidates to say something during this campaign, Doctor.
You know, I'll say something really quickly, and that is I think candidates are afraid of the heckler's veto, right? When people shout them down. And we have to be mindful of the fact that the hecklers out there, the people that are shouting the loudest, aren't the people that are the most affected by inner city crime and violent crime. Those people are the ones that are voiceless, that aren't being listened to and aren't being even, let's say, rallied to the point where we're getting these real stories from these families affected by this kind of violence. They're more than happy to speak up if they're asked to speak up, but they may not be as aggressive as we were about making sure that the story is heard and people yes. understand that if you don't speak up, sometimes you don't get. So, Marissa?
You know, it's so important. You know, I just want the world to know and the citizens to see exactly how this is playing out. And to also think to yourself, God forbid something happened to somebody else's family member and what they would be going through. Think of how this process would be for them or for you. You know, it's important to, I mean, I don't know how many times I've gotten, you know, my husband would always tell me it's important to pay attention to these things. It's important to pay attention to politics. You really need to pay attention on who you're voting for in mm-hmm. your city, in your area. And at the time I was always, you know, I was into politics, but not really that much into it. And now I see exactly what Christopher was telling me and what to look for and to pay attention and to, you know, I guess, with everything that's been going on, it's opened my eyes, and I should have, you know, taken it seriously at the time. But it's so important for the citizens of Philadelphia to see exactly who is going to be in charge if your loved one is brutally murdered the way Christopher was.
Absolutely.
Look and see how he's handling, you know, our case.
Dom, it's just so important that your listening base, mobilizes during the elections. It's so important that, you know, we've taken the turn for more justice, you know, increased activity of police and involvement in police in our neighborhoods and in our communities. We've spoken. We've said that these are the things that we want. And it's not just we as in the Fitzgerald family. This is Joe Average family that's, as I call them, latchkey neighbors in every neighborhood inside of the city of Philadelphia. You know, people are afraid, again, to speak up because they'll be shouted down. But they need to realize that they are the majority, not the folks that are always the talking heads. And again, voice it, but voice it at the elections. And hopefully the candidates that are running will be strong and have strong points in that regard, because I think that's going to make the difference. That'll be the tipping point here when people are fed up enough to start speaking up, and someone being a candidate in the election will say that, you know, they intend to pursue things to the highest and fullest extent of the law. That's all you can ask for. That's all people want, is you to pursue it. If you win, if you lose,
exactly.
We get that. We understand that it's not going to turn out 100% all the time, but try. And don't give us the nonsense answer that it's inefficient, it's been proven not to work, there's too many faults in the system. Well,
right.
Change the system.
Exactly. Dr. Joel, yeah, Dr. Joel, congratulations on the award, and thank you. And Marissa, thank you as always. You always just contact us when you want to have a platform to give us an update.
Thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate it, and just keep Christopher's memory alive and the memory of any other fallen officers, and quite frankly, anyone who's lost their lives in the streets of Philadelphia deserves attention. And we want to make sure if those families want to reach out that they can and get behind what we're trying to do and make sure that, you know, the people that are the victims and the surviving victims know that there's support for them, but also there's an alternative, and that is changing the way we do business in the city as far as enforcing the law.
Exactly. Dr. Joel, thank you. Thanks very much as always.
Thank you again, Dom. Take care.
Take care, Marissa.
Thank you, Dom.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Dr. Joel Fitzgerald and Marissa, Chris's widow here on Talk Radio 1210. Coming up, another hostage release through President Trump, and that Steve Witkoff guy who's, I'll tell you who that is. How will the media play this one? Another hostage released, and your call straight ahead. Let's talk, though, first about American Heart Month. Time to celebrate that with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free, exclusively for radio listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call them today. 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use that code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. res-q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to get that second bottle free. Again, use that code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart and support a healthier well-being with Rescue Omega-3, OMEGA50. Jump to your Dano show. Welcome in. Come to your calls. Couple things. Mark Fogel, who was held, I don't have the exact dates, but a long time in Russian captivity, was released. Steve Witkoff, the president's chief negotiating arm, secured that. So on Trump's watch, another hostage, if you will, released. Now, how will the media play this? Well, I think they'll play it toward the Russians again. What did he give up? And it's fair to always ask. I remember for Brittany, the Biden administration gave up, released this Russian arms dealer who was somebody who was seen as somebody who should have been put to death a long time ago. So it's all in what's given up to make this happen. True. But I know the media will maybe pretty much go with, well, that's Trump and Putin again. You know, Trump does what Putin wants, is the argument. We'll see when we have all the details. Trump is warning Hamas to free all hostages by Saturday. Otherwise, all hell will break loose. I don't think they're going to do it. I think you're going to see some pushback on that. The other story that just dropped that has my attention is Philadelphia public schools are apparently going to go back before Labor Day again. I don't know how much before Labor Day. I will never be in favor of that. It's a fraudulent move. If kids are not learning, going back before Labor Day and doing all that nonsense. So here's the school district concerned with kids going back before Labor Day, disrupting a lot of stuff. Yet, at the drop of a hat, they do these two-hour delays. They do a lot of nonsense over the course of the year. Now, I think they're right to be off during the parade. I'm on board with that. This is a once in, you know, God knows how many times. But by and large, are they really holding expectations academically, the Philadelphia public schools? No. Going back before Labor Day. Just make everybody miserable to do that. Why? Robert in Ben Salem is next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Dan, how you guys doing today?
Great, Robert.
Just a couple things. I think that the first half defensive performance by the Eagles was all time. I mean, they only gave up 38 yards. And I think that the people that lifted up that guy in the wheelchair are some of the coolest people on the face of the earth. And staying with football, I love how Donald Trump is flooding the zone with the media. And I know you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It used to be they'd have an outrage every day that they would use to build up outrage.
Yes.
But they don't have time. He's doing it every 5 minutes now, and I am loving it. When you see Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and AOC getting apoplectic, sleep well that night. It means that the good guys are winning.
And they're taking issues that they just got to stay away from, like the transgender thing. It's 80-20 on that, and it's going to get worse for them on that. But they're doing it because they feel they have to challenge Trump. You got to pick something. You have to have a gut check to go at him one-on-one on that. And Robert, what he usually does, it's a trial balloon. If it doesn't work, he just moves on. He's not wedded to these things forever. They are.
That's what I love about it. I love the way he's going to be two steps ahead of him for his whole term, I believe. You know what I mean? Because they're not going to be able to catch up with it all because they can't help themselves, Dom, you know?
That's the flaw. What's your side today?
My side is aluminum foil. There are over 45 uses for aluminum foil. You can make funnels, you can make pans, you can line things. You can even fix a faded mirror by putting the shiny side facing out on the back of the mirror.
What? Wait a minute. Let's slow down with that. We're at home. So you got a fading mirror. What do?
You take the tin foil and put it on the back of the mirror with the shiny side facing the mirror.
Okay.
And you don't even notice that dull spot anymore. It can keep some things dry. It can keep some things wet. You need to save your paintbrush, wrap it in tinfoil, line a bed with it. You can line underneath your sleeping bag so you don't get wet at night. There are a million things. I didn't know this until I was looking into it, to be honest with you, Dominic. But it's an amazing little tool. I didn't know. I will look at tinfoil in a whole new light now.
Well, there's always the Democrats wearing tinfoil hats, too.
There you go. Man,
been.
you took my best answer, Dom. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
That was great, man.
Thank you.
A great day, all right?
Thanks, Robert. Yeah, I didn't know that with the mirror. Ro, get on that at home. You got that faded mirror? We're not getting a new mirror. Tin foil.
Hitting number 45, do you think he actually counted them out? And made
he probably did. Yeah, these guys don't fool around on the side question. All right, we got more calls coming up. 855-839-1210. So you have the hostage Mark Fogel released, and I'm trying to remember why the Russians grabbed him, his prominence, but his has been a very prominent case. And then you have the kiddies going back to school in Philadelphia before Labor Day. Yes, that's the ticket. That's the way to go. But we have the Pope thing still out there, and we have this Steve Kiwi thing. What do you make of it? The coverage, the lifting the guy in the wheelchair. If anybody knows that guy, we'd love to talk with him. That would have been a great picture for that. That would have been, I get that point. But the other stuff is just unacceptable. That is the story also. 855-839-1210. Okay, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. So several reports just in the last few minutes predicting that the Epstein file will be released within 10 days. It's going to be a big... I don't know if this will be... We have to get a Rolo on that day because of the Al Capone thing. Will there be wine bottles in there? Will the Epstein file be like the Al Capone thing? Or will you go, oh my God, look who's in here. All I know is Alan Dershowitz says, I was there, but I kept my pants on all the time. Said that one day. It was pretty nuts. There was a massage going on. So I remember that day.
And
he
Russian
said
girl and...
he had his pants on, though.
Yeah.
Okay. let's go to 10 days. Counting down. Joe in Columbus. Hey, Joe, welcome in.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom.
Afternoon.
I love your spirited show today. You guys were going at it, man.
Well, what do you think on that, Joe? Since you have, you're kind of objective on this. You're not in the Eagles type of thing. I mean, I think the story, that guy in the wheelchair, local media would have been gaga over that if they had seen it, I think.
Well, I didn't want to touch on this, but now that you asked, I will. My question is, how many other championship towns have to grease their poles?
Yeah. Yeah, true. I wonder what happens. You know, that's a fair question. That would take, Joe, take me a little bit of research. I mean, there have been some towns, like Detroit is one that comes to mind, and others. L.A. even, where they start fires, there's looting and all that. So I don't know that this is extraordinary here. I'd be willing to bet it's not.
Well, and Philly's near and dear to my heart, going back to my college days.
Right.
You know, the main line and,
right.
Oh, God, the things we did on South Street. I'd just like to see a little better attitude come out of that town.
Well, look, I'm in agreement with stopping it, without a doubt. So, yeah.
Yeah. Could I talk about the Pope for a minute?
Sure.
We all know he's a hypocritical progressive. What bothers me is he has bishops backing him up. Who appointed him?
Right.
So I'm wondering when this is going to end. You know, it's almost like debauchery.
Well, it's not. Given that he is adamant, Joe. This guy is very political. He's putting people in play that are as progressive or more progressive than he is on all matters. To your point, even the very sexual stuff. So his legacy is going to be 40 or 50 years more of this stuff.
Yes, but the people that are, you know, supporting the bishops that are supporting him, they're going to vote another one in like him.
Yes. And Joe, I'd recommend it highly if you haven't seen it, Conclave, the film about how they actually vote on a pope. I thought it was very well done until the end. I'm not going to give it away, but the end is not good. But the rest of it, great.
I'll call it up this weekend because you whet my appetite on this one. My side question is probably the most adaptive guy, whether he's on the Discovery Channel or on Fox News. The guy knows more, or he's able to adapt to anything on a fly that I've ever seen, and it's Mike Rowe.
That's a great one, Mike Rowe. Well, he's also one of the best guys around in any sphere, any way, shape, or form. You know, he wouldn't run for office because I don't think he'd want to compromise some of the stuff that he does, but there's nobody like him. By the way, Dan and Henry have been busy, I guess, the parade and everything. I mean, the Eagles, but you haven't seen No Way Out yet? No?
No,
it's on Fox Nation now because they're showing, they have Costner, and they're showing, you can go on Fox Nation. I don't think you have to pay in the beginning. You'll be able to see it. It's a young Kevin Costner. I don't know if he's 30 in this, something like 30-ish. It's got to be one of his earliest films. And Ro and I were just talking. We're going to see it again together. Even though we know the ending, it's still unbelievable. Particularly, whets your appetite to go to the Pentagon. It's incredible stuff. All right, coming up, we have a new head of the GOP in Pennsylvania, Greg Rothman. is a sitting state senator, big business real estate guy in the past. He won. What's his sense? And he wants to emphasize continuing to grow younger voters and the Republican Party. At least that's what I saw in some of the stuff that he said. Is does he see the Trumpian ideas as part of it? Now, he's allied with Dave McCormick. So we'll talk to him. We have Dom's Money Melody, but keep the calls coming. A lot of big stuff breaking today. And again, Russia has freed the U.S. prisoner after Trump team talks. We're not sure what the exchange will be around this. We'll seemingly get that in the next hour. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.